free at last. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The rescue crew chants Chile as the miners ride their one-man elevator 200 stories to the surface. It would be easy to think that these are the 33 luckiest men in the world, but it wasn't just luck. They had several things going for them. Number one, they were prepared. There was a rescue room with food, so they had a fighting chance. Number two, they were in a familiar environment. Ultimately, they were miners in the mines, what they did for a living, so they didn't freak out. Number three, they had leadership, both below the ground and above the ground. Not everybody was so sure at the beginning the rescue was a good idea. Chile's President Piñera was warned not to raise hopes that they'd survive, but he went all in. He disregarded any political risk. He ordered workers to drill that first borehole, and when the miners sent up those notes that they were okay, the president let the money flow. And a rescue that was originally going to take 4 months took two. What happens to the miners now? They'll go in 33 different directions. Not only free from the mine, they're free to do anything they want. They've been promised stipends for life. Some will be able to handle it, some won't. But wherever they end up, we've seen again what can happen when leaders are willing to take risks and when an entire country lays aside its differences to pull together. As one of the miners wrote to his girlfriend,
he said in the letter, "I want to be free. I want to see the sun."
Maybe that spirit isn't limited to mining disasters. I see a report that Chile's unemployment rate, which opened the year at 9.7%, is now down to 8.3%. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.